A piano was made for playing. We have keys. You just push a key and a perfect note comes out. Even though you haven't played a piano ever, you just push that key down and a perfect note rings out. The guitar is sort of the working man's instrument. And originally, it was just a wooden box, really. It's just a square box with a stick on it. And then you would string out, you know, pigs, intestines, what is that called? I don't know. But very primitive strings. And then if you, you know, had the string vibrate and then you position your hand somewhere on the neck and a note would ring out. We have frets. If you watch frets on the neck, if you watch a beginner play a guitar, or if I turn my guitar the other way around and I try to fret the notes with my right hand, it's impossible. This is really an impossible instrument to play. But when you get to the point where you can actually play it, it gives you so many different options to the sound of it and the bending, the vibrato, so many things that a piano cannot do. And you can carry it around with you, so you're free to roam the stage and act in any way you like. But we still have a little challenge here, because when let's position the guitar so that you have an optimum left hand way of holding it, and that would really be somewhere close to your head, because when it's here, then I can reach the farthest. I can just, you know, stretch out my hand, and it's like I have the perfect playing position, because my hand comes in just from above here, really. And I have total, really good playing position. It looks natural when I hold the guitar in this way. The way my hand is positioned here looks natural, like I would use a natural instrument, if there is one. But then when I push it down, the further it gets down towards the floor, then my hand does this, and I get into a playing position where I'm really cramped up and I can't really move my fingers much anymore, and I can get hurt really if it gets down here, and I try to use a lot of force as I'm playing this low. But first of all, it looks funny when when the guitar is placed like this. When I'm playing a classical guitar and I'm sitting down, it looks perfectly normal because that's what we're used to. When you're playing rock guitar or metal even, then you really want that guitar to be further down, because the overall expression in that music is just to be burr down there. You don't want to go like this. And that looks like, it's precision over raw energy. So you want to have your guitar down there. But it limits you, it does. If that playing situation is very limiting to you, then that tells me that you really need to practice playing down there. Because that's what I was sitting down for 2 years, practicing technique intensely. So when I got out and I was supposed to play in front of people, I had my guitar up here, playing really deep metal stuff. And that wasn't the best idea in the world, because the other band members just went, "You're looking weird when you play." So I had to work on getting that guitar down, and it felt really awkward in the beginning. I felt like I was so limited. I had only half my playing ability, but then I just kept on having it down there, and I began to stand up when I was practicing. So instead of having to, instead of sitting down when I was practicing and then standing up when I was performing, I was standing up because then I could practice performing. And that's really a key here when you're practicing technique. You want to sit in any position you like most of the time. But when you get to the point where you have really a good amount of control over it, you want to position the guitar so it's where you would have it when you were standing up and playing in front of people. Because if you don't, then you'll just be in the same situation as me. You get on stage or you get in to play with the guys and you have to have your guitar up here. And another thing is that because I was practicing with a locked elbow like that, I was sitting like this, because that was giving me the best positioning for my left hand, because I was picking like that and using too much force, straining myself, using all the different techniques to practice, using all the stupid methods of trying to get there faster, then I developed a chronic condition in my right elbow that simply means that I cannot do it anymore. I have to have my guitar in a position where, I'll just pull out the plug here, where I have a 90 degree at least angle for my right hand. If I play in any other position like that, if I do like that, then 2 minutes passes of picking and then I have to take it down again because I've injured my elbow. You don't want to get to that place. And if you're already there, hurry up and start practicing at a 90 degree angle down here. Then you might say, but then we can just pull our guitar up like that. But oh, I know you wouldn't say that because that already looks impossible to play, because then I can do this, but then I have the wrong picking angle and my hand has to do weird stuff to produce the notes. So you really have to compromise and find a place where you have the maximum amount of control down here and a reasonable angle of your right hand. So, and that is a 90 degree angle. If I play like that, I can play all sorts of styles of music without looking stupid. And it seems a little silly to have that in your considerations. I don't want to look silly, but it is a part of music, really. If you play classical music and you put on a strap on your classical guitar and walk out on stage and go green sleeves, then people are not going to take you seriously. They are just not going, and that's how people are, period. Don't battle it, just accept it. And so you want to have your guitar in a position like that, and you want to sit down, you want to have your foot on a rest and so on. And when you play rock music, you want to have your guitar down here and you want to practice while you have it in that position, because you are, it really limits you, or so it feels in the beginning. But if you do it enough, just try it for one month, stand up at least 50% of the time when you're practicing. And when you sit down, then pick a couch in front of the TV and then you lean back and then push the guitar down there so you have it in a position like if you were standing up on stage playing. And so what happens is the feeling of being limited just disappears. You play that like that for 4 weeks and it's just gone, because it's not an issue anymore. And you've found little ways of compensating for it. And you don't play up here. It's like the fretboard. You play the higher strings in this register. You don't play up here in the higher register so much anymore because it's too uncomfortable. So really do that for a month, and then afterwards, so you stand up practicing your picking technique and your fretting technique here, and then after that month, I almost guarantee that it's going to feel like you never did anything else but that. Practicing like this can hurt your elbow if you engage in all the different compensational techniques, which I hope you don't, but you never know. And it can hurt your elbow, and it will just, the second you change a thing, if you're used to playing like this, if you've practiced 3 to 4 hours a day for a week, for instance, and then you take a little break, then you practice 1 or 2 hours a day for the next week, then you take a little break again, then you go berserk and practice 6 or 7 hours during your vacation or whatever, and you sit like this all the time, then just shifting the position of your guitar will just remove at least 50% of your skills instantly, because the picking changes, the feeling in your hand changes. So I'm really serious about this. Not that your skills won't, you know, you can bring them up to a decent place very quickly, but it's just not a lot of fun going into play with the guys and then suddenly, or on stage, and then suddenly realizing that You should have practiced standing up. You should have practiced as you would play. You should practice what you want to be able to do. And that is standing up and playing and picking like an insane person. So that's really a good piece of advice. And then make sure you have this 90 degree angle on your hand, your right hand there. And then your left hand is just going to deal with that, just going to follow it. And if you need to do a lot of stretching at some point, and you do some legato or some, then pull the guitar up here and then do the legato thing close to your head, and then take it back down again. So that's really my best advice on that. So stand up at least 50% when you practice to avoid getting completely accustomed to sitting down, having this kind of angle on your playing. So that's about it. Let's move on now to some final words about the different troubles or challenges that you can run into when you practice technique. Next video.